So, Celeste, we hear about hackers stealing private information all the time. But, you know, these days you don't actually have to be a hacker to get private information about anyone online.
Oh, you mean private information like the fact that you ate leftovers last night?
How do you know that? Were you at the table?
No, but your Google Chat update says leftovers.
That's right. I told Google Chat, and I ended up telling half the world. A lot of my friends say they regularly check into my GChat to find out what I'm fixing. Personal information has value. God knows why, but it does. And Google and Facebook are thrilled that we all post our private data. Users are maybe not thrilled about the privacy policies of these companies, though actually Facebook is getting a lot of criticism about changing its privacy settings to make it more likely that you are posting to the universe, whether you think you are or not. Takeaway digital editor Jim Colgan is here. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John.
This, I think, is a kind of a deep change, we've noted it on more than one occasion, in the digital experience and in the way we all sort of socially interact, don't you think?
It's definitely true. I mean, we're all being expected to share so much more. I mean, it seems like everyone's on Facebook. Even people who are just using Gmail were so asked to share their stuff in their inbox.
So how do we see this in action?
So we decided to actually look more at whether or not there are benefits or whether or not, you know, just what's happening with everyone sharing this information. So we're doing this kind of an experiment. We're asking our listeners to go out, look in the information that's public, that people are sharing on Twitter, on Facebook, on social networks, just anything they're sharing.
Take one of your friends. Maybe you don't know them, but they're a friend on your Facebook page.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, someone who is a stranger to you.
Right.
And engage with them. Ask them a question. And we have a particular question we want listeners to ask. We're saying, what benefit do they get from sharing their information publicly? That's what we're finding out that, but we also want to see what happens when people engage with random strangers with all this sharing of information.
I mean, you can actually go to the profile, get a lot of information, actually track them down if you want.
Right. And I actually, so we've been thinking about this
for a while.
I don't
think we want people to start
tracking.
Actually, I do, but you don't.
Yeah, no, I don't want anyone, we don't want to ask anyone to stalk or anything like that. But I did this just to see how it would work. I went to Washington Square Park here in Lower Manhattan, and I loaded up Twitter, I loaded up Foursquare on my phone, and I just to see who was sharing information right there and then. And then I found, so I looked at their profile information that they were sharing, and I went around looking at photos on my phone to see if I could find them, ask people if they were them. A lot of them weren't. Thought it was kind of crazy. And then I found someone who was in the dog run in Washington Square Park. His name was Dave T, according to his profile, and I contacted him, and I confronted him, and here's what he said.
You're definitely the first person to randomly reach out to me on Foursquare. I've been, I guess, contacted on Twitter, Facebook pretty randomly. So
you don't care that I knew that you were in Washington Square Park dog run, presumably with your dog, and I could just come and you had a photo so I could look around and see if anyone looked like you.
I mean, ideally, you're not finding me to do something bad to me. So we're here. You're talking to me. You weren't. So that worked out good for me this time.
You're not a detective. You're not a hacker. Just information, the photo. You go to where the guy says he's posted, says he is, and find him. And he didn't, like, pull out a handgun and blow you away.
He seemed like a really nice guy, and we had a great conversation. And I got a lot out of it, I got to say.
So what's comfortable or uncomfortable about the fact that you can do this?
Well, I mean, I personally think it's kind of cool that you can just track people down who are clearly willing to share the information. Yeah, and a lot of people do, and that's why there's such a, you know, there's such controversy over Facebook trying to make it easier and easier.
But
a lot of people are doing it.
But we want to know what listeners think about all this. That's why we're engaging them to be involved, to maybe try to do what you did, to post online their reactions from friends.
Exactly, and we have some suggestions of how to do that at thetakeaway.org, so go there and find out.
All right, we will check in to see what people respond to this. Thanks, Jim.
No problem.